How do you feel? Must be a good feeling.
Yeah, very excited to finally put pen to paper and know that I'm going to be a Wildcat for the next 3 years, and that'll make me 10 years at the one club, and that's something I'm very proud of.
Is that pretty much a Wildcat for life, playing-wise?
Yeah, absolutely. Growing up, you know, regardless of what sport I watched, I used to really respect the guys that were one club players. And obviously, I can't claim that. I had 2 years over in Sydney. But the silver lining of that team folding is it brought me out to Perth. And it's been 7 wonderful years and with a fair bit of success in there. And hopefully, the next 3 years will bring in some more championships.
Your darkest times in Sydney, could you have imagined the success you've had?
No, not at all. You know, I was still growing as a person and a player when I left Sydney, and I've been able to have that growth and some success while being in Perth. So I love it out in Perth. I call it home now, and to know I'm going to be for the next 3 seasons, it's a nice relief and very exciting times.
In terms of other guys following suit now, what do you say to them in terms of trying to get them to sign as well?
Look, I think the part of our strength over the past 7 years has been that core group of guys sticking around, and then, you know, bringing in a few guys to, you know, fit the puzzle. And hopefully now, with a couple of us having signed and a few guys close to signing, that it'll be enough to get them over the line, because, you know, the city's amazing, the fans are incredible, and hopefully 3 more years together will be a lot of fun.
There's always high expectations on the Wildcats. What do you think you can achieve next year? Can you back up the title?
Yeah, I'll back whoever the, you know, 11 contracted players are that we can go back-to-back. It's something I haven't been a part of, and I'd love to be the first, you know, captain to be back-to-back in, you know, 15, 20 years since I believe Ricky was able to do it. So it'd be an amazing achievement, but looking forward to who we do sign up in those final spots, because obviously it's been a bit slower than usual in the off-season signings.
When will you find out about Rio?
Yeah, I go into Melbourne, so there's a 17-man squad going to Melbourne on the 5th of July, and I think around the 9th or 10th of July they'll announce the team, and I'll do all I can in the next month to prepare myself, but I better get in better shape if I'm going to chase Paddy Mills, Della Vadova and the likes around for 4 or 5 days, but to be honest, it'd be a dream come true if I can make that trip over.
How big is that in your mind? To be going to Rio with the team, which should, it's a pretty good team. It's probably one of the best teams we're going to put on the court.
Yeah, it's incredible. And the amount of confidence that Andrew Bogut has instilled in the group that they can beat anyone and win a medal, it's contagious. And so whoever the 12 are, I'll back to win a medal. I'd love to be a part of it. And growing up, it was my biggest dream ever was to be an Olympian. And to be honest, when I got cut from the London Olympic team, I thought I'd be too old come Rio. And fortunately, some things have gone my way, and I'll be, you know, at least in the contention. But if I don't make it, you know, especially with X and Mills, Della Vadova, over those guys, and Kevin Lish having to get his Australian citizenship just in time, it's going to be tough, but I'm looking forward to the challenge.
Do you take around a few clippings of your juniors' success at international level just to let them know?
Look, it was a lot of fun captaining the under 20 teams that had, you know, Andrew Bogut, Brad Newley, a couple of guys will be involved in this squad, winning gold at the Worlds, but unfortunately that was about 17, 18 years ago, and a lot of things have changed, and I've gotten older and the better players are younger, so we'll see how I go.
When you did get cut from London, what feedback did you get, and what will you try to do differently this time?
A lot of it was out of my control. I'd hurt my ankle in the grand final series that year, and I wasn't back to fitness at all, the level that was required, so I kind of understood why I got cut, because I didn't have a great camp, but to be a part of the Australian team the 3 years previously, I was hoping that would get me over the line, and it wasn't to be, so there wasn't a whole lot of feedback outside of just my body wasn't ready, but you know, it was a major setback. It was the biggest hurdle I've had to overcome in my professional career, and it took a lot of time, and all my attention turned to focus on the Wildcats, because as I said, I thought I'd be too old come Rio, but luckily my body's been pretty good, and I've been able to perform on the court, and it's at least got me to this 17.
Yeah, with that final squad that they name, how many guards do you reckon they're going to take?
Yeah, usually they take 7 guards or 7 wings, and then 5 in the 4 and 5 spots. So, you know, a lot of guys pick themselves, in particular the NBA guys, and then someone like Ryan Brokoff and Brad Newley, 2 guys that have, you know, had great careers so far. I dare say they'll be in the team instantly. So there's probably, realistically, 5 of us vying for 2 or 3 spots, and I'm in that 5.
Yeah, I mean, you're not a guy who's going to nail 30 points a game or anything, but your other strengths are just unbelievable. Do you try to bring that to camp and just show them how good you are on that?
Yeah, it'd be a waste of time to show up to camp and try and prove that I'm a scorer or something like that. They've got way better scorers in the team. It's not my role. So I've just got to try and add something to the mix that maybe other players can't. And if that's good enough to make the team, fantastic. If not, then you know, I'll come back to Perth and look forward to next season.